Diary podcast. Last week, very little happened. It was a week of mundanity, tediousness, and a moose in the house. It was my birthday, and it's about to be my birthday, I think, this month. Last month, week, day, yeah! Sorry. You know, you get them weeks where just not a lot happens, yeah? It's a bit. You just get through them. It's like the heavy slog that you have to do. It's most of life, really. Think of it as just an analogy for life. Just sort of great vast swathes of tedium stretching out, interspersed with a few small events of interest. Much like the beginning of this podcast. Right then, let's crack on with it. 9th of July. Now, I don't know what the flicking hell's going on here. Because, well, just, I'm sorry. Okay, 9th of July. Today is halfway through the year. The 13th of June is the day I always take stock of half of the year going past. A, it's the 9th of July, it's not the 13th of June. And the 13th of June isn't halfway through the year. Don't know what the flick I was thinking. I'm a bit simple sometimes. All I can say is I apologise to anybody who's a fan of the Gregorian calendar. And I apologise for my poor, shoddy, confusing timekeeping, date-keeping, and whatever. But let's just go with it. Let's rock and roll. 9th of July. Halfway through the year today, the 13th of June is a day I always take stock of the half a year that's just gone. It's been surprisingly eventful this year. I think my favourite time was that day Abigail Handpiper Cartwright Bamquith said cunt in Kentryside on Radio Thanks. To celebrate the half year mark, I ate a bag of cheese and onion flavoured crisps. Because they're the healthy option for crisp, aren't they? Because onions are a vegetable. I think I could eat a lot more veg if they came in crisp flavoured form. Though, not those crisps that are actually made from vegetables. They're horrible and greasy and oily and they don't taste of salt and vinegar. Maybe that's the way forward for the future. People always imagined that food would come in pill form, but what if food came in crisp form? You know, you could have a garden salad, but just as a coating on a crisp, might be nice. Something for Dragon's Den anyway, isn't it? 10th of July. I tried making a video for YouTube today, but using the camera from my mobile phone. It's so poor, it's basically 10 pink squares moving about while the sound sounds like I'm talking underwater. It's a real shame. I was doing what I believe is called a vlog, which is short for video recorded voice and film log. But surely that should be vlaffle. I don't know, I'm not a nerd, so don't know anything, me. I've uploaded it to YouTube, and nobody's watched it yet. But I'm sure it's going to become viral within hours. Oh, here's a script from it. Hello, YouTube. My name's Paul Fax, and I'd like to talk to you today about being in a cult. Not like the occult, but, you know, like cult television. It seems to me that if you're popular and well-known, you're what's known as mainstream. Do air quotes there. However, YouTube channels like mine are so well hidden and unknown that we're considered cult viewing. So, I say to you, my subscribers, hello, and welcome to the Cult of Facts. Don't worry, I'm not affiliated with a Satan or any kind of demonic entity. But I do want to initiate some kind of like secret handshake or something. So, what you do to show that you're in the Cult of Facts is when you look at someone, blink. That's all. Don't respond to someone if you see them blinking. Don't let them know you know why they're blinking, or tell them that you know why they're blinking. Just make a mental note of it and smile internally to yourself that you've just seen another cult member of the Radio Thanks YouTube video channel. Now please, don't let me constantly making references to blinking make you super aware that you are blinking and then now you're going to have to start doing blinking manually. I certainly hope that isn't the outcome that has happened. Now go forth and blink at your cultish brothers and sisters. I don't think that ever took off. I never even made that video because my camera was so poor. Very poor. I'm blinking now as I write this. 11th of July. Oh, it's so hot. It's so hot. I spent the afternoon lining the paddling pool in the ant-free garden. When I came in at 5-ish, I felt odd, sort of tingly all over. But then by 5:30, I was in the bath in cold water while Mum rubbed some kind of ointment into my shoulders. For I have become very, very sunburnt. I didn't realise that you could get sunburnt in a garden. I thought it only happened on a beach for some reason. I look like the Marshmallow Man from Ghostbusters, but if he's been painted bright red. And, you know, I'm not massive, but I look human. But I do have man boobs. Okay, I look nothing like the Marshmallow Man, but my skin hurts. Thinking's hard. Oh. 12th of July. It hurts. Not my sunburn. The ointment Mum smeared on my everywhere has done the trick. No, what hurts is the slap around the back of the head Dad gave me not 4 minutes ago. Apparently he's found a mouse nest in his toupees. Mum was furious. But she jumped up on a chair so she couldn't hit me. I've been ordered to get my shoes and go back to the hardware store shop and get some more mouse traps. And I have to pay for them. It's not me who left the back door open. We got back from the hardware shop 50 minutes ago, and as soon as we got back home, Mum ran into the living room and jumped on the sofa. Dad made short work of getting sat on his chair and getting his feet up off the floor too, and I had to go around and place traps around the kitchen and upstairs near Dad's toupees. We had a huge argument in the hardware store about what kind of traps to get, and since there was a young woman with her husband there or something, so I tried to be all noble and demanded we get humane traps that don't hurt the mouse. Mum wanted to cause as much pain to the mouse as possible, and so she was looking for the most cruel way to kill the bloody thing. Thankfully, though, I won the argument, so in the end we got the humane ones. Unfortunately, the pretty woman turned to her husband and said, if she says out again to me, I'm going to fucking cut the twat. I'd only seen her from the back, and when I saw the front of her, I winced quite badly. She was riddled with the signs of crack addiction. Gaunt, sallow eyes and her teeth to match. And her husband had tear tattoos all over his cheeks and everywhere else. And they were just buying a block of knives. Terrifying woman. Luckily, we didn't stay in the shop long. These kind of people scare me. I expect they'll just turn all of a sudden and just try and inject me with a cannabis or something so that I get addicted and they make me the drug dealer. Put the traps down and I left them. I thought, right, while Mum and Dad are sat playing the floor is lava with the terrified feet, I'm going to go in my bedroom and play Monopoly with myself. If you know what I mean. 13th of July. It's been my birthday today. 33 years without dying. Obviously this is from 2013. Amazing. I made it this far without seeing a bosom. It's actually quite an achievement considering there are 3.5 billion women on the planet. That makes for 7 billion boobs out there. Probably more if you count the man boobs, which I don't. And I've never seen one in the flesh. Unbelievable. 3.5 billion women, and I've only spoke to about 4 of them. And most of them were over the 50s. Apart from that rare occasion, like, you know, that model woman in the hairdresser. Oh, still think about her. Well, I only got one present today. Nothing from Tony, Eugene, or anybody else. Just one present from Mum and Dad. It was the size of a shoebox, so I ripped it open. And inside were just two weird-looking plugs. Nothing sexual. A pair of plugs that you plug in the wall plugs. And I got them out. I was like, the fuck is this? Mum slapped me. And then they said that those would allow us to get the internet in the studio. Thus, we'd be able to get Radio Thax back on the internet airwaves. And then I thought, and pointed out this, that this is an absolutely shit present. And Mum and Dad looked really hurt and offended. I said, well, everyone's going to benefit from this, not just me. They both looked so hurt. And for once, I bit my tongue and pretended to sort of like it and see the nice side of it. I told them that the tears in my eyes were tears of joy, but they weren't, of course. really wanted that £500 camcorder so I could become a huge YouTube star. In the evening, we had a Chinese takeaway. And by Chinese takeaway, I mean we had a pack of long grain rice heated in the microwave and Mum chopped up some Spam in it. And just not, she didn't cook it. It was cold Spam in some tepid, dry, bland rice. Mum pretended she thought that this is what I asked for till I showed her the list. And she pretended she was sorry. But she, you know, she'd cooked it and she wasn't going to throw it away. So we had to eat it. And I bit my tongue. Then for pudding, I had 6 wagon wheels. So I didn't even get a special birthday pudding. Just the usual, well, not even the usual. I usually get more than that. Although I got the, we got to go through Netflix, which didn't exist. Or did it exist then? Don't know. I got to watch a film anyway. And I chose the film Deli Belly. Because the tagline said, shit happens. It was awful. I'm 1 year older. And 1 year very much more jaded. 14th of July. This morning I got up early, about 2 p.m. and went into the living room and saw Mum and Dad hunched over each other, nude. And all I heard was, "Pal, help, we're stuck, fetch the oil." I ran up to my room and went back to bed. Terrified. I got back up at about 4 p.m. and went back into the living room tentatively. Mum and Dad were both dressed and just sat in the chair. Not entirely sure whether it was a dream or not, if I'm honest with you. Nobody mentioned anything and I wasn't going to bring up the subject. Later on in the evening we tried the internet plugs. They actually worked quite well. The computer in there in the studio was able to get on the internet. The computer that Mum hadn't installed any filtering software on. She didn't realise. But I just got on the Shackleton's high-seated back armchair web page to see if they did an erotic adult section, you know, with old ladies sat in armchairs in their nightgowns. Mum came rushing in, panting, realising that the computer didn't have any filtering software on, and she quickly installed it. It's like she's got a sixth sense whether I'll see a bosom or not. Like that time when I was 13 walking on the beach and she slapped her hands over my face and I was told to stand still. I thought a crab was walking past and might have nipped me on the knee or something, but it turns out there was a topless woman sunbathing and she was walking past us and I wasn't allowed to see her lady nipple. God knows why she doesn't want to see me to see Ben. We're bosoms. Bizarre. 15th of July. We had another Radio Facts AGM today. I think that's 3 this year, isn't it? Yeah, 3rd or 4th, not sure. I keep telling Dad you're meant to have them every month, but he won't hear about it. But the best part was that we lost my place. How can you lose your place? But I did. Where am I? I've lost it. But the best part of it was that we broadcast it over the airwaves. Our internet airwaves, don't know. Now we're a purely digital radio station. We don't have to use that unsightly megaphone coming from the front porch. You see, Radio Thax at Cristella was basically just a microphone hooked up to a megaphone going out of the front of the house with just a picture of a mobile phone number so that passers-by could listen in and ring if they wanted to. It was quite a good system we were on. Most of the street that Cristella was on was populated by the deaf or that block of flats that constantly had a large turnaround of people, so we had quite a lot of callers from them there. Nobody seemed to mind us broadcasting for 8 hours a day or more. It's quite good. But now we can beam our chats, piffles, waffles, whiffles, drivels and skiffles to all 4 corners of the internet globe. The whole globe has 4 corners is beyond me. Maybe the earth is flat and it's a square, like Minecraft. And we can track how many listeners we have at one time. Today we reached a high of 32 when Mum and Dad had a massive argument about renaming Radio Thax to Margaret and Cecil's Super Happy Fun Extreme All New Great Magnificent Joy Time Show Hour. Mum said she wanted to appeal to the Asian market. Dad thought that was stereotypical. Mum said it wouldn't be in stereo but it's probably in 5.1 surround sound. Dad got confused but he wouldn't back down, didn't know what she was talking about. Mum withdrew her argument when Tony pointed out that we would have to get all new stationery. She refuses to spend extra money on anything if she don't need to. See my birthday tea for an example. Anyway, the new radio setup is amazing. Ow, I hit the microphone, I got so excited. The new radio setup is amazing. With it, we can have anyone who's on a computer with a microphone ring in and chat to us. Though, as we found out to our detriment, without stringent quality control, you get some foul-mouthed, filthy beggars. Or just weird slapping sounds. Odd. I mean, I've heard bad things about people on the internet, but I fear for Eugene when he's going to have to screen all the calls before we go live on air. Oh, there's some filthy-mouthed people. One of them said, shit. Disgusting, I'd never swear. It's foul. Fucking foul. Well, music. Ah.